Maite Shiyinye. This coming Yontif of Pesach falls out on Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, for those that keep 2 days. Then Mamela, there's going to be Shailos Lachero of what is a woman supposed to do if her Leil Tefillah is on Thursday night, if it's on Friday night, Wednesday night, if it's on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, or Mazar Shabbos. What is she supposed to do with regard to the Chafifa? Wednesday night is Leil HaSeder. Thursday night is after the first day, but she still can't do a Chafifa then. Friday night is Friday night. Mazar Shabbos, she already could do a Chafifa. What should she do? So, the halacha is we saw that there's machlokes between Rashi and the Sheoltes. Rashi holds that Ikra Chafifa is B'yoim, Sheoltes holds it's B'layla. Everybody agrees where it's E'efsher, that you have to do it at the time that it's Efsher. That means that if Leil Tefillah, like the Mechaber says in Tiftalet, if Leil Tefillah is a Matzah Shabbos, you can't be Chafif B'yoim. So then the Mechaber says that you should do the Chafif on Matzah Shabbos. The Rama adds that the Minig Kosher is to, Minig Yofe is to do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, and Bichoyfif and Tzurik Ma'at on Matzah Shabbos. And the Tassas that works even if you're the Sheoltes. If it comes out on Friday night, then you can't be Chayfif on Friday at night, so then according to everybody, it's supposed to be Chayfif during the day. Accordingly, if Friday night, Wednesday night is Leil Tefillah, then the halacha is she does the Chafifa during the day, Wednesday afternoon, that's the best time to do the Chafifa. If her Leil Tefillah is Thursday, is Matzah Shabbos, so then she can't do the Tefillah on Matzah Shabbos. She can't do the Chafifa on Matzah Shabbos. So l'chur, she's stuck, she has to do the Chafifa on Wednesday. That's the next halacha in the Mechaber and Sevav. That if Yontif is Thursday, Friday, and her Leil Tefillah is either on Thursday night or Friday night, so she cannot do the Chafifa at night. She has to do the Chafifa on Wednesday, and then she's terrible on Thursday night or Friday night. However, what would come out is, says the Mechaber, is that she has to be very careful that she doesn't get any chatitzas, which means that she has to tie her hair, that shouldn't get tangled. That's one of the questions that we get usually on these Tevu Yom Tevim, is what are we supposed to do? My wife's hair is so tangly. How is she supposed to last for 2 days and not have an issue? So the truth is that if she ties it up very well, then in a chanami it might be tangled. If it's not actually knotted, and it's only a little bit, then l'chor it's a miyashe namakbin. L'chor there's a way to get out of it. And that's best them, what one should do. They should tie their hair as well as possible, use a few scrunchies, a few ponytail holders, and do the best that they could do to keep their hair in a pony, that it shouldn't get tangled. Not only that, says the Mechaber, says the Rama, she should be careful not to touch any sticky foods, and if she does touch food, then she should wash her hands each time afterwards. It's just an extra precaution, like the Taz and the Shach say, because she has to do another Chafifa and Iyun, another Iyun before the Tefillah. Memela, even though we're Mekel to be Marchik the Chafifa, which is a Din Derabanan, nevertheless we're not Mekel to be Marchik the Iyun, and the Iyun must be done right before the Tefillah. At least Lechatchila. But the Evid will see, Be'ez Hashem, that it'll work. That's Tefches, tomorrow's Be'ez Hashem. But Lechatchila, certainly she has to do an Iyun. Not only that, she has to floss her teeth, check her teeth, wash the Beis HaTzarim with Mayim Chamim and Shehuchamu, Meir of Yontif, and like the Gaon says, these things are L'chur Nichlal in Iyun. That's all a Chelek of the Iyun, is checking the places that you can't see, flossing your teeth that you can't see, washing out the Beis HaKmatim that you can't see. That's Akol B'chlal Iyun, says the Gaon. That's what a woman should do. That's all if her tefillah is on Thursday night or Friday night. Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night, she does her Chafifa on Wednesday. And if she goes to mikvah right away on Wednesday night, then she should do another Iyun, it's Kedai. She doesn't have to wash out. The meaning is that they don't wash themselves out at all. Especially, they didn't eat in between, so they shouldn't have to floss their teeth. However, when it comes out, when they're being table on Thursday night or Friday night, when they already ate in between, then they have to floss their teeth, then they have to wash out the Beis HaTzarim. If it's on Matzah Shabbos, then the halacha is that they do the Chafifa on Matzah Shabbos. We're not makel to do the Chafifa so long beforehand. Even though the Shach Lamaisa holds that even in such a case, one should do a Chafifa also on Wednesday, not only Matzah Shabbos. However, most Paiskim hold that there is no Indian. The Pashtus, the Gemara Lachar, is Mashma, that you only do a Chafifa Matzah Shabbos, you don't do earlier. Some people have a meaning to do something, cut nails maybe, one thing beforehand to be ate to the Shach. However, Meikar Adin, you pass cannot like the Shach, and she does the Iker Chafifa in such a case on Matzah Shabbos. Now, what does one do if, because of the corona, there is a curfew and they can't go out at night, which is pretty common right now? Would they be able to be tevil during the day on Thursday, on Friday, on Shabbos? That's Siv Zayin, that the Mechaber says, no, we're not going to allow for two kulas of to be marked the chafif from the tefillah and to be tevil b'yoyim. The meila l'chura, the curfew is only from 8 o'clock at night and it's still even bein hashmashes, and the Chorah will allow you to go then. If it's earlier, then one should ask the local Orthodox rabbi as to what they should do, because the Chorah at night they're not possibly able to travel, and during the day is a problem of two kulos at the same time.